VOA Ndebele.
Amathono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela ku Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 16 kuLwezi 2018 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, ukufa abantu abangamachumi amane lambili engozini yebhasi elumathe umlilo ocatshangelwa ukuthi ubangelwe ukudubuka kwetanka legas ebelise bhasini.
Sesingakafiki emakhaya, besesibanye emakhaya. Ngiqala ukubheka ekuphepheni kwayo, mna tenhleze sithini lakuqala. Ngase ngitshaya isivalo, utshayeni kwami isivalo ngakuqwa ngabaningi, ngase ngiqamuka esikaleni. But abaningi bashele ebhasini.
Umkhokheli wabandla le-MDC, uMnumzana Nelson Chamisa, uyaxolisa ngokuthuka abalandeli bakhe athe iziwula. Kodwa bayamxolela na abalandeli bakhe.
Sizwile imiqondo kaChamisa, sizwile kumaphephandaba lakuma-TV. Kodwa abantu sebefuna ukuphambuka indlela, bekhohle ukuthi yikwini okubalulekileyo. Okubalulekileyo ukuthi ijustice yenzakale eZimbabwe. Abantu kumele bazi ukuthi ngobani ababuleleyo. Ngubani wafaka ikhomando ukuthi bekubulawa abantu bona labo, njalo kuzayenziwani ebantwini bona labo asebeilahlekelwe.
Uhulumende wase-South Africa utshela izizalwane zeZimbabwe ukuthi ziphuthume ziye lama-passports amatsha ukuyalungisisa ama-permits. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizosizwa kuwona lo msakazo. Kubhubhe abantu abafika amachumi amane emgwaqweni osuka kobulawayo usiya eBeitbridge ngemva kokuba ibhasi ebelubhekise eMusina ivela edolobheni leZwishavani ilumathe umlilo eWest Nicholson. Kucatshangelwa ukuthi ibhasi leli belithwele itanka lomoya wegasi yokupheka olumathe kwaqhamuka umlilo. UAlbert Ncube usipha lolu daba eseGwanda.
Iningi lalaba abakade begade libhasi ngabathenga impahla kule South Africa eMessina bezothengisa kuleli. Njalo libhasi ethiwa Brooklyn belibathwala besuka edolobheni leZishabani liphinde liphenduke labo ngemva kokuba sebethenge impahla zabo. NgoLwesine libhasi isuka eZishabani ilubhekise eMessina yadlula eFlabosi leGwanda. Kuthe phakathi kwamabili igqili umathe umlilo phambidlana kweWest Nicholson okungaba ngamakhilomitha ngamachumi ayisithupha lapho usuke edolobheni leGwanda. Abantu abangamachumi amabili lasikhombisa basinde kulingozi batholelwa esibhedlela esikhulu seGwanda, kwathi abathathu abatheka kubi badluliselwa esibhedlela se-United Blood Hospitals e-UBH. Amapolisa akhiphe izidumbu zabantu abangamachumi amathathu lambili ebhasini, kodwa kucatshangelwa ukuthi abanye bathe baba ngumlotha. Iningi lalabo abathele ebhasini liselele ngamathambo kuphela. Imbangelo yomlilo isacwayisiswa, kodwa kucatshangelwa ukuba kungabe kudubuke itanka legasi yokupheka ebeliphakathi kwebhasi. Umthayeli walibhasi uMnumzana Ndabezinhle Leni Sikhosana ngomunye walabo abasinde kulingozi, njalo kuthi baqale bezwa umnuko ingathi ngamafutha ephethulo andubana kulumathe umlilo.
Sesiphula off the road ukuthi sime sitshe ukuthi ngabe kuyini. The time apply ama-brakes. Umlilo wahlwabamba ibhasi yonke phambili kusikrini engasaboni lapho siyakhona. Umlilo vele wahlwabucala ibhasi yonke kungasanichazi ukuthi singaphuma sithini.
UNkosazana Simangaliso Ndlovu ngomunye walabo abagadele ibhasi eZishabani, njalo uthi usile ngokuphuma ngefasteli kulibhasi.
Mina ngiphume ngewindi benhlezi phakathi laphakathi, so mina ngiphume ngewindi, so abaningi bayehlulekile kuphuma ngoba baphumile babe balutshane kakhulu. Kulo mama ade ngihamba laye angimboni kuze kube nakhathesi. sengicabangela ukuthi mhlawumbe utshele phakathi.
UNkosazana Siboniso Nyathi, yena ogadelela ibhasi egwanda lomkakhe, uthi bobabili basinde kulingozi ngoba bebehlezi phansi komnyango. UManyathi uthi iningi labantu lijele ebhasini.
Sesingakafiki emakhaya, bese siba nemakhaya. Ngiqala ukubheka ekubhebheni kwayo nathi ndihlezi sithini lakuqala. Ngase ngitshaya isivalo, utshayeni komnye isivalo ngakuqa ngamanye ngalo. Ngase ngiqamukisayo.
Umfundisi we-Methodist Church eZishabane, uReverend Lindsay Nleya, ubehamba lomunye obaba olahlekelwe ngumkakhe lomntwana kulingozi, njalo uthi lingozi izwisa usizi.
Yasilusizi kakhulu, yinto ebuhlungu leyo ukuthi abantu kulahleka abantu abanenkangaka. Ayisiyonto elula. Ngilamalungu amabili. La malungu amabili ngama members of one family. Ngumama lomntwana. So ubaba khona ngilaye lapha kakwanisi lutho. So ukutshengisa ukuthi into ebuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi silahlekelwe ngendlela nje so.
Omunye olahlekelwe ngumkakhe ngumnumzana Lazarus Piri owenkankeze eFlabusi, njalo usole kakhulu abacitsha umlilo ngokubhuza ukufika.
Kumele sisincedise ngamasinyane sihlelekile ukufika ngesikhathi. Mhlawumbe nxa singakhangela njengemota ye-fire brigade ifike khathi sekuseni ngemva kwe-5 hours to 6 hours khona ifika itisocetha umlilo. Akuncedi ukubana kade vele befuna. Imbangela yokubana khona unkosikazi akwanise ukuthi aphume aye abalilise kuyadinga izinto ezingekho ezinganithi.
Umphathi ntambo obona ngezenzakala kwelezansi emaNdebeleni, umnumzana Bednico Ncube, uveze ukudabuka ngalingozi njalo ukuthi uhulumende uzancedisa izimuli ezilahlekelwe izihlobo kulingozi.
As government sivele siyaphathisana lezimbuli into eza kulokhuzulu ezalungiswa, but I cannot just determine ubani na kuyini ozakwenziwa, but I know very definitely the government will chip in.
Izihlobo zomnikazi webhasi le ezifike ezibhedlela zizobona abalimeleyo kazithandanga ngokuxoxa lentatheli zindaba zisithi zizakhipha umbiko ngemva kokucwayisisa imbangela yalingozi. Isikhulumeli samapholisi ezansi emaNdebeleni, uChief Inspector Philisani Ndebele, uyazise isihlobo ebezibuthene uthi amathambo lezidumbu ziza kuyahlolwa ngemitshini ye-forensics ukuze kwazakale ukuthi ngezabobani. UZulu ocabangela ukuthi angaba lezihlobo ebezikula ibhasi ukhuthazwa ukuya esibhedlela esikhulu seGwanda. Ngimele iStudio 7, ngiseWest Nicholson, ngu-Albert Ncube.
Kusenjalo, lanxa amapholisa esithi abantu abafele engozini le bangamatshumi amane lambili, inkampani yeBrooklyn Express ithi bangamatshumi amathathu lanye. Umqondisi wenkampani le, umnumzana Nqobile Ndlovu, wethule umbiko namhla ntambama esithi ulusizi kakhulu ngalingozi, njalo uthumele amazwi enduduzo kumuli zabafi labalimeleyo. Umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa wethule amazwi enduduzo kumuli ezilahlekelweyo.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC.
Umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa usuke elizweni elubhekise Ethiopia lamuhla emhlanganweni wenkokheli zamazwe akuzwekazi le-Africa we-11th Extraordinary Session of the Assembly of the African Union ozaqhutshwa kuyona le impela viki. Ukukhangelelwe ukuthi umgcini sihlalo we-African Union, umnumzana Paul Kagame weRwanda, uza kwethula izinqumo afisa zamukelwe ngamanye amazwe isihlalo lesi singathathwa ngumongameli Abdel Fattah al-Sisi weGibhithe ngomnyaka ozayo. Sixoxele umnumzana Richard Mahomva ingcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe ukuze sihlaziye lolu daba.
Uchamisa obezethulela intatheli zindaba umbono wakhe ngokubizwa kwakhe ukuyafakaza ekomishini ecwayisa ngodlakela olwenzakala eHarare wafa abantu abayisithupha lapho athiwe khona abatshengiselayo ekhuluma esigodlweni sebandla le-MDC eHarare. Exolisa uChamisa uthe ubengajonganga ukuthethisa abasekeli bakhe loba ngubani owatshengisela mhlaka 1 Ncwabakazi njengoba lokhu kulilungelo lomuntu wonke elizweni ofuna ukutshengisela. Kodwa ingcwethi wezombusazwe umnumzana Richard Mahomva ekhuluma le-Studio 7 uthe amazwi kaChamisa avezwa ukungabi losizi kulabo abalahlekelwe izimpilo zabo ezandleni zebutho.
Inkulumo zikaChamisa zitshengisa ukuthi kasomkhokheli olesineke labantu laba abathi kulahlekelwa izimpilo zabo. Njalo simbona engumuntu ongalanembeza ekuthini abantu abanye bakhalela izihlobo zabo. Kodwa yena uthi abantu labo bayizula.
Kodwa umunye okhulume le-Studio 7 umnumzana Mthulisi Ncube oyisakhamuzi seHarare uthe uChamisa engabe ekhulumela amazwi engumuntu obezama ukuzihlambulula kusehlakalo sika-1 Ncwabakazi ngoba esebhekane lenkinga yokude ngabotshwa.
UChamisa kumele limzwisise ukuthi amazwi awatshileyo izolo lana uwatsho ngenhliziyo lana engahlalisekanga ngomuntu olesikhathi ehlukuluzwa ngamapholisa kahulumende, njalo siyananzelela ukuthi kathesi sebesithi nguye owabangela lolu udlakela. Kungabe kuyindlela kadewe zami ukuthi laye asihlamvulule kuyo.
Kodwa abanye bathe kuyadanisa ukuthi uZulu ukhanya esephatheka inkulumo kaChamisa ekhohla udaba oluyilo olumele lugcwayisiswe olokubulawa kwabantu lokuthi kanti vele ngubani owapha imvumo yokudubula abantu. Umnumzana Ntokozo Mabhena okhulume le-Studio 7 uthe sokusobala ukuthi ibandla le-ZANU-PF selithethe lesi sehlakalo lasithuthukisa njengendlela yokukhohlisa uZulu ukuthi owathuma amasosha ezobulala abantu ngubani.
Abantu sebefuna ukuphambuka indlela bekhohle ukuthi yikwini okubalulekileyo. Okubalulekileyo ukuthi ijustice yenzakale eZimbabwe. Abantu kumele bazi ukuthi ngobani ababuleleyo, ngubani wafaka i-command ukuthi bekubulawa abantu bona labo, njalo kuzayenziwani ebantwini bona labo.
Kunjalo nje isikhulumeli sekomishini yona le ecwayisisa ngodlakela luka-1 Ncwabakazi umnumzana John Masuku uthe ukubizwa kukamnumzana Chamisa ukuthi azofakaza akusikho kuthatha icele, kodwa isigaba sokuthi laye uChamisa azofakaza. Njalo ikomishini ihlazonxusa wonke umuntu ofaneleyo ukuthi azofakaza esigabeni esiphambili.
Uqakathekileyo ukuthi lapha okwalesi sikhathi ikomishini ubonile ukuthi kufanele ukuthi ibize umnumzana Chamisa. Ngakho-ke ikhangele uqondane lo mnumzana Chamisa. Nxa kuza kuba nalokhu okuyabe kufuna umongameli iza kubona njalo ngenye indlela.
Umnumzana Chamisa yena wembe phansi etshela intatha ezindaba izolo ukuthi vele akasoze ayefakaza phambili kwekomishini le nxa umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa nabasekeli bakhe umnumzana Constantine Chiwenga loKembo Mahadi labo benganxuswanga. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngiuGibson Bhebhe.
Sibonge uGibson Bhebhe obesethulela udaba lapho umkhokheli webandla le-MDC umnumzana Nelson Chamisa exolise ngokuthi ngokuthuka abalandeli bakhe athe yiziwula. Kathesi ke sesizalithulela udaba olwe-Ethiopia lapho umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa alubhekise khona. Sile ngcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe umnumzana Richard Mahomva.
Nxa sikhangela ukuthi inhlanganiso ezinjengeSADC ezifanana le-AU labo-United Nations, imithetho lezinqumo eziyenziwayo ziyenzwa ngenxa yokuthi amazwe wonke akhonapho abe evumile ukuthi ulutho lube khona. Yikho-ke ukuba khona esihlalweni esingaphezulu kwe-Egypt kumbe kungabi khona kwe-Egypt kusihlalo sokukhokhela, ambona kuyinto engayenza ukuthi izifiso zezwekazi le-Afrika zingagcwaliseki kumbe ukuthi okunye kungaqhutshekelwa phambili ongabe kufiswa ngamanye amazwe nje.
Ukuba khona kukamongameli Mnangagwa kulo mhlangano kuqakathekile yini? Sibona ukuthi lizwa lilamali kumbe kufanele abe khona.
Okufuze sikunanzelele ukuthi umongameli Mnangagwa usasemutsha ekubuseni, njalo kuqakathekile ukuthi bexhumana labanye bakhe, yinto yokuqala. okwesibili kuqakathekile ukuthi nxa kusenzwa izinqumo eziphathelane lelizwe kulokho esikuthi thina ku-international relations kuvamile ukuthi abakhokheli yibo abasekela izinqumo eziyabe zethulwe kumhlangano le yamazwe emqoka efanana naleyo we-AU. Yikho-ke indaba yemali sesingayikhuluma ukuthi akulamali ezilizweni, kodwa angiboni mina ukuthi imali yohambo olulodwa lungayenza ukuthi lungasiza ukuqeda inhlupho ezibhekane lelizwe kathesi. Yikho-ke angiboni ukuthi yinto esesingathi siyenze ngathi siyibabazi kakhulu.
Enye yendikimba yalo mhlangano yikuthi amazwe akuzwekazi le-Afrika engabambeleli kakhulu emalini yokuphiwa yama-donors. Ubonele Afrika lizimela yini kumnyaka ezayo?
Abokhulumende base-Afrika kufuze bebesekuzinga lokuthi bayenelisa ukuthi inhlelo ze-African Union bebe yibo abaletha indleko zangikhona kulokumelela ukuthi amanye amazwe ebeqhubeka encedisa. Babekwenza lokhu ukuthi bebe nendleko njalo nokuqhubeka bethola icetha lokuthi beyenze i-trade ngendlela engasukumisa e-Africa. China yancedisa ukuyakha i-building ye-AU. Ngaphandle kwakho lokhu kwamanye amazwe lapho i-China encedisa khona, siyabona ukuthi abantu basuka behuquluzele umkhono wabo ngento ezifana nalazo nalezo.
Lo mnumzana Richard Mahomva, ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe, sixoxelaye eseHarare.
Okay.
Belikwazi na ukuthi iStudio 7 isikhona ekuseni ngo-half past 6 kusukela ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu? Lalelani indaba ezimqotho ekuseni lantambama kumagagasi ethu athi 909 medium wave ku-short wave 4930, 6065, 15460 laku 13860 kilohertz.
Ugatsha lwendaba zasekhaya kwele South Africa selixwayise izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezedlula inkulungwane ezafaka izicelo zencwadi zokuhlala eSouth Africa okusemthethweni ezithiwa Zimbabwe Exemption Permit besebenzisa amapasipoti asephelelwe yisikhathi ukuthi balethe amatsha kungakedluli umhlaka 15 kumpalakazi wona lo mnyaka, ngoba bengehluleka lokho ngeke baphinde bazithole lezi ncwadi. UBenedict Nhlapho usipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Embikweni ethulelwa bezindaba lolugatsha luthi kulezi zalwane zeZimbabwe eziphose zifike inkulungwane ezimbili 1932 ezafaka izicelo zamaphemithi besebenzisa amapasipoti asephelelwe isikhathi. Lolugatsha luthi imizamo yokuthi intana labeZimbabwe laba ukuthi balethe amapasipoti amatsha okuzafakwa kiwo amaphemithi abo yonke ichaya etsheni. Lolugatsha luthi amagama alaba azafakwa ekhasini lebulenjini le-VFS ukuze nxa umusa usuvaliwe kungabi khona okhala ngomunye. Umgcinihlalo weZimbabwe Community in South Africa umnumzana Nqabuto Mabena, ongomunye wabasebenza katalala ukuze amaphemithi la atholakale, ukuthaza abeZimbabwe laba ukuthi batshelane ngalolu daba ukuze kungabi khona ovalelwa phandle kwalo hlelo.
Lokho kutsho ukuthi abantu lamaviki amabili kumbe amathathu ukuthi bahambise amapasipoti abo amatsha emahhofisini awe-VFS. Thina-ke njengeZimbabwe South Africa siyanxusa-ke wonke umuntu owa-aplaya i-permit esebenza ipasipoti endala ukuthi ahambe masinyane ayefaka ipasipoti yakhe entsha.
Phakathi kwabafaka izicelo abaphose bafike izinkulungwane ezingamakhulu amabili 108,188, lolu gatsha luthi seluqedile ukuhluza izicelo ezingu 178,172. Iningi lala maphemithi abanini bawo sebawathethe, kanti amanye asabalindile e-VFS bese kusiba lamanye asaqediswa iziphathamandla zalolu gatsha lawo okhangelela ukuthi athunyelwe e-VFS kungekudala. Lolu gatsha luthi luzabe seluqedile ukulungisa amaphemithi la mhlaka 30 Lwezi 2018. Umqondisi wenhlanganiso elwela amalungelo ezizalwane zeZimbabwe kwele South Africa, Peace and Democracy Project, umnumzana Gilbert Moyo, uthi bakhathazeke kakhulu ngokuthi la maphemithi sekuthethe umnyaka ukuthi aphume, kanti ukuphuza kwawo lokhu sekuthwalise nzima abanini bawo.
Abanye bamiswe imisebenzi,
abanye amabank ayavala amaaccount abo ngendaba yokuthi ama permit akaphumi. So siyathemba ukuthi yonke into izohamba kahle, kodwa silokungabaza, silokwesaba, silokwethuka ngoba asazi ukuthi yini ebenze bathatha isikhathi esidi kangaka.
Amapemithi la abequbeka elokhu evuselelwa kusukela ngo-2010 asencede kakhulu izalwane zeZimbabwe ebeziphila lokusebenza nzima ngenxa yokuba selizweni ngokungekho emthethweni. Melestudio 7, Johannesburg, kwele South Africa, ngingu-Benedict Nhlapo.
Live Talk lamhlanje sixoxa ngokwanda kwengozi zisemgwaqo phambilini kwekhefu leKhisimusi. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene lani kuhlelo. Umahluli wedalela umthethandaba weMelika usenqume ukuba isigodlo sikamongameli weMelika umnumzana Donald Trump iWhite House kumele sibuyisele incwadi zokusebenzela kulesi sigodlo kuntathela izindaba yomsakazo weCNN uJim Acosta owathathelwa lezi ncwadi ngemva kokubuzisisa uTrump imibuzo eyamgcunulayo. Umlilo omkhulu okungakaze ubonakale edolobheni leCalifornia kweleMelika usubulele abantu abangamachumi ayisithupha lantathu i-63 kwathi abangamakhulu ayisithupha i-600 abaziwa ukuthi bangaphi. Umqeqeshi weqembu le-Highlanders uMatinda Ndlovu uthi bazimisele ukuphindisela ukunqotshwa abakwenziwe liqembu leBulawayo Chiefs kuhlandla lakuqala elemidlalo yesigaba se-Premier Soccer League. Intathezi indaba yitheze midlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ndlovu utshele intathezi indaba zemidlalo ukuba uyazi ukuba iqembu lakhe lingagxoba ikhasi lebhanana nxa lingayekethisa ukubopha ziqini emdlalweni walo le leBulawayo Chiefs ozaqhutshelwa enkundleni ePapa Fields ngensonto yemini. Iqembu leChiefs litshaye leHighlanders nye-1 kanyaya emdlalweni wehlandlela kuqala elemidlalo yalo nyaka, njalo lenelise ukunqoba iningi lamaqembu amakhulu adlala kusigaba seCastle Lager Premier Soccer League. Kodwa uMatinda uthi okungamelanga ngaba kuvumele ukuba libatshaye lize libaphinde umphehlo.
Ama-silent killers laba, but we still want to fight. So we call us in a room and we still do a back to back. That is the last call of so we're gonna see revenge a lot.
Iqembu leChiefs kumele lithole imiklomelo emibili kumidlalo emibili eliselelayo ukuze libe liqiniso lokuthi lizakwala lokhu lidlala kusigaba se-PSL ngomnyaka ozayo, njengoba lisasengozini yokugunyulwa nxa lingehluleka ukunqoba kuthi iqembu leliqhuthe elihlezi endaweni yesine nxa usuka emsileni linqobe kuyalo imidlalo emibili eliselelayo. Iqembu leChiefs lemiklomelo ngamachumi amathathu lathoba mnambili kuthi eleniqhuthe lemiklomelo ngamachumi amathathu lantathu. Imidlalo yeviki lamachumi amathathu lantathu iqala kusasa lapho intshantshu zalonyaka iqembu leFC Platinum elizemukela khona iqembu leNgezi Platinum Stars enkundleni yeMandava, njalo inhlanganiso yePSL ikhangelele ukuba yikho lapho ezahle iphe khona iqembu leFC Platinum isicoco seligi. Kweminye imidlalo yangomgqibelo iqembu leHerentals lizadlala leChickenini ngaseNational Sports Stadium, iqembu leBulawayo City lizadlala leCapes United ngasePapa Fields, kuthi iqembu leHarare City lizadlala leZPC Kariba ngaseRufaro. Ngensonto iqembu leDynamos lizemukela eMthare City ngaseRufaro. Iqembu leTriangle lizadlala leNikroot ngaseKibo. Iqembu leBlack Rhinos lizadlala leShapane Mine ngaseNational Sports Stadium, kuthi iqembu leChapungu lizadlala leYada ngaseAscott. Ngimele umsakazo weStudio 7 ngoBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.
It was a Friday, my darling. Was a Friday,
uhlelo Woza Friday lamuhla silomhlabeleli weZimbabwe uSimba Rashe Charanda ocula ingoma ze-Afro Soul Reggae eseSouth Africa. Asizweni exoxa lomsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisasibanda.
Kanini abaculayo abeZimbabwe sebecula bengaphandle kwelizwe
besuka eZimbabwe ukuyahlala ngaphandle bezama ukudinga ukuphila. Namhlanje sivakatshele khona ngale ngaseMzantsi Afrika lapho kulo Simba
elokuzalwa nguSimba Rashe Charandura. Ngizalelwe kwaBulawayo esizinda ephe ngikhulele khona. Ngifunde isikolo eHlathi Secondary School, baqedisa eFounders High School, ngaye college eZim College.
Ukuye ususemculweni iqala kanjani indaba yakho na ukucula?
I think ngi-influencewe ngabantu ebemphila labo njengomama. Umama ubecula nje ecaweni and bekuyisipho sami and I ngisilandele ngenhliziyo yami yonke from ngiyingane encane. And then ngikhule ngilalela abantu abanjengo-Oliver Mtukudzi, Thomas Mafumo, Bob Marley, Peter Tosh. Influence from the music yasekhaya.
Ipete uSimba C ijaha labontodisa Junqa ngobulawayo hlangana naye lapha ke eMzantsi Afrika. Unedlaladi lakhe alikhiphileyo lonyaka ngoJune lithiwani.
Then the album yami ibizwa ngokuthiwa iChanging Chords. Ine 14 tracks. Ngifeature shama artist amaningi like Ojohn Dellinger, iproduce ngupapi Nsenga, Alastair Mshoriwa, who has produced a number of hit songs ekhaya.
Ukanya ke uyathandeka uSimba C. Sikuhlelo labantu waza was a Friday. Yena usasebenze labantu abaningi okwamagama.
Ngingadlala lo Yvonne Chaka Chaka, who is also a mentor yami. Ngidlale labo Vusinova ku Evening of Love earlier this year, eSun Arena ePitori. Vusinova, Kelly Khumalo, Ntando, Something Soweto. Yibabantu as well that are about influencer in music yami as we speak. Within those years, sengwazi senghambe places like Germany, Italy, Netherlands, Spain, touring. Ngihamba ngicula zonke lezi ndawo around Europe, the Schengen area.
Ungakathi Phethe weSimba C, i-albhamu yakho le itholakala ngaphi nxa kulabantu abafuna ukukusekela ngokuthenga umculo wakho?
So yona i-album itholakala right now in stores in South Africa. And online you get it on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, Tidal, Google Play Store, Shazam, Deezer, it's available. Laba babefuna amakhophi bengekho lapha eGoli, ungakwazi ukuthi beyi-order through iwebsite yethu, which is www.simbaci.co.za.
Awuzwa-ke yizwi ingoma zikaSimba C nguye besilaye kuhlelo lwabantu, uhlelo Woza Woza Friday. Kungena nje ukhona ngale ngaseMzantsi Afrika. Seyivala-ke kuleli viki sithi balaleli, hlalani khona izinhlelo zenu emsakazweni wenu weStudio 7. Igama lami nguJesus Banda, lisale.
Tears. I ain't needing no fake love no more. Baby girl, know that I ain't coming back to you again. I've been warned, I've been told so many times.
Lo ke ngumculo kaSimba C uSimba Rashe Charandura siwethulelwe obexoxa ke lo msakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisa Sibanda. Silethemba liwukholisile liwuzwa uphoma ngapha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Olivalelisayo ke ngusithandekile Mhlanga, ngikhona pha eWashington.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inawu muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.